Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And good morning. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. It's a day past the new year, so the second day of 2026. Has anything changed? Has anything felt different? Well, I feel like this is the true quiet time. Because after you get past New Year and, okay, did anything happen? Oh, that tragedy over by the Alps. Okay, did anything new happen? But otherwise, it is pretty slow. Normally, for a talk show host, you are just deeply searching into the dark web to find anything to talk about. But, man, this last week and a half, there has been no slowdown in the news. And, by the way, producer Drew, I messaged Nicole Murray and I said, did he just call you chunky?
Oof.
Listening to the tail end of that show, are you kidding me? You can't do that.
No.
So, we have Nicole Murray on this hour, so we'll have to ask her about that. Did she just be called chunky on a national radio program? Whew. I don't know you recover. As a guy, you cannot recover from that, honestly.
He's not living that one down.
No. Can I tell you something that happened at my place of work here up in Detroit? So we have other radio stations, just like, you know, a lot of times you find their sister stations, you all share a building, and you have, you know, shared facilities. So, you know, here's basically where one station has their workstations, and there's another one. And then the other side of the building is all salespeople. That's mostly empty for the most part. But, you know, it's divided in half, and the salespeople get half, even though they probably only need, let's say, a third of the space. So we, you know, we're kind of close quarters, but you also use the same bathroom. So I go to use the restroom, and I hear someone talking in the stall. And I'm like, wait, what is that? And it's sports. And I'm like, wait, are they on the phone? Are they in the stall using the restroom on the phone? So, you know, you get done, you wash your hands, and they come out, and he's not on the phone. And I said, wait, were you just talking to yourself? The person said, yeah, you know, when I'm about to go on air and I get a couple of minutes here, I like to practice my intro into the segment. I practice it in the bathroom to give myself a little bit of extra, you know, time to really nail it when I get back on the air. Do you do that? Do you know anyone that does that, where they practice in the bathroom?
I mean, I think I have the privilege of working with some pretty professional people that have been doing it. Not that that's not professional, but the guys I work with have been doing it for a long time. Like, even like Tom Ackerman's been doing it since I've been born.
Yeah.
You know, so he doesn't have to practice anything. So I'm grateful.
He's old.
No, he's seasoned, I'll say. Chunky. He has a chunky history of, working.
Chunky.
But no, is he in the bathroom? Is he like standing up in the bathroom?
Sitting.
Like sitting
he's
down
sitting in the
on
stall.
The toilet?
Yeah.
Like,
yep, he's doing his business, sitting down, talking to himself, you know, going over in his mind how he's going to handle the next segment, maybe how he's going to do the tease, how he's going to, you know, set up the segment, how he's going to get the callers hooked so they call in. He's going over these things openly as he's speaking. And I think, I don't know, maybe it works for him, but it was strange.
But he cares, though. That's important.
He does care. But, of course, you don't have any strange coworkers where you're at.
So I have a guy that I work with that will get very upset, and he doesn't direct it like outwardly towards any like producers or anything, but he'll get like pissed at technology, and you can always hear him like screaming and stuff. Like, we have soundproof rooms here, like soundproof studios, but you can still hear like a faint screaming at technology. Have you ever worked with anybody like that?
If you can scream loud enough to get through the soundproofing in these professional studios, then you're screaming pretty loud. This is what I would warn anyone that is capable of doing that. You're going to blow your voice out, man. Don't do it. Next thing you know, it's going to be gravelly. It's going to be scrapey. You're going to be coughing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let that get in the way because it's going to hurt you down the line. Do I know anyone that's yelled and screamed? I've only heard my boss yell and scream at someone once since I've been here in Detroit. And it was a good layout. But other than that, no. That's the only screaming I've heard.
So you've worked in radio for how long?
Since 2006, professionally, meaning after college. I was working in college, but I didn't get my first full-time job till 2006.
Okay, so you've never worked with anybody that just gets pissed at every little thing? I'm surprised.
You know what? People get annoyed by everything. You know, any minor inconvenience. Oh, of course this won't work. Oh, why wouldn't this do that? And they do it to complain more than they do to get angry. And it's like any minor, tiny inconvenience. The amount of time it took for them to complain, it would take for them to troubleshoot what the problem was and fix it themselves.
Exactly,
or someone else will be like, I got to call IT again, and, you know, I got to do this and do that. And I'm thinking, if you literally just maybe took the 30 seconds to try to, like, in your mind say, okay, what's wrong here, you would have figured it out, and you don't have to make a big production out of this. But someone, I think, when the minor inconvenience comes in, they want someone else to fix it for them, and they feel because they're in the workplace, they're entitled for someone else to fix it for them. And I feel bad for the guy that's got to come over and, you know, have to fix that when it's something stupid.
Yeah, and I think it's like that for radio and TV, where people that might be listening to the radio or watching the TV, they think like, oh, this person's always cool, calm, and collected, because that's what they hear. But behind the scenes, it's not always like that.
Yep. All right. Well, it is the day after New Year, and as we get ready to close out the week, let's get close to that short list.
The Mark Cox Short List, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We've lost faith in the Postal Service because of the sabotage.
You have the governor who's saying, well, you know, we're setting up task force and, you know, we're trying to put safeguards in place. Oh, really? And then his spokesperson comes out and says, oh, you know what? Donald Trump is trying to muzzle them. No, they're not. They're going to give every opportunity on the record, raising their right hand under oath, and be able to testify and explain to the American people where all of these billions and billions of dollars go.
Yeah, that's Jason Chaffetz, and talking about the hearings, congressional hearings that'll happen in early February to look at what's going on in Minnesota. Yeah, they'll have their chance, and you know what I'm not looking forward to is them saying, I don't have an answer for that, over and over again, when they know they should have came prepared and people are angry.
Is this just the tip of the iceberg?
Well, that certainly seems to be indicated by comments that have happened on more than one occasion from the current U.S. Deputy Attorney, former U.S. Attorney in the District of Minnesota, Joe Thompson. He has said that, indeed, this is the tip of the iceberg.
Wow. Imagine if they're projecting $9 billion, and that is the tip of the iceberg, because they're finding a lot of people had their hand in this honey jar, and it doesn't just go to child care, it goes to health care, it goes to housing. That could really add up fast.
So here's my promise to you, today and every time you see me in this chair, you come first, not advertisers, not politicians, not corporate interests. And yes, that does include the corporate owners of CBS.
So that's CBS News, and they're making a pledge from now on. They got your back. Now, let me say this. prove it. I will believe it when I see it.
I talked to my radiologist yesterday. He was working on the day before New Year's. And it's all bad news.
It's all bad news for Scott Adams. Unfortunately, he's given an update. And normally he would do a lot of video updates online on Twitter. And recently, if you've seen any Scott Adams videos, it's him sitting in a kind of like a lounger chair and not a lot of movement. It's just him kind of struggling to speak in some ways. He can do it. Of course he can do it. But during this update, we'll play it later in the show. During this update, he said, guys, it might be few and far between from here on out. Doc said it's not good. It's unfortunate. All right. I'm Ryan Recker. If you want to find me online, at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook, another place for you to do that. And coming up after the break, a lot of people are upset with Mamdani already, mostly the people that are supporters of him, the ones that came out and they wanted to see the historic moment when Zohran Mamdani is sworn in. And there was 10,000 supporters that stood outside City Hall for this event. And you had big names like Bernie Sanders. And the people that were there were pretty upset, and I'll tell you why coming up. And I got a couple of clips from it, too. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. And I'm happy that I get the chance to be with you again this week. It has been quite the week. Filling in for Andy Fry, filling in for Mark Reardon, and filling in for Mark Cox. There's got to be some kind of name for that. Like, you know, hitting the cycle in baseball. There's got to be a name for when you get a chance to fill in for all of the hosts in one week. I think the only one I didn't fill in for was Brian Kilmeade. So, but I do Coast to Coast AM, so that's four things on the station that I was on in one week. That's a lot. Oh, I need to get Brian Kilmeade. Maybe Mary Walters is someone that I'm a friend with, and she fills in for Brian Kilmeade. She does a better job than I ever could do, so I don't think that's ever going to happen. She's so good at that show. All right. Well, if you're watching us on the live video feed, thank you for joining us there. Also, if you want to interact with the show, you can do that through the video comments. That's kind of cool. Nicole Murray from This Morning with Gordon Deal is going to join us here in about 15 minutes from now. I wanted to play a couple of clips from Zohran Mamdani, and he was very, very optimistic about the future of New York, even though a lot of people are very, very not optimistic about the future of New York.
My fellow New Yorkers, today begins a new era. I stand before you, moved by the privilege of taking this sacred oath, humbled by the faith that you have placed in me, and honored to serve as either your 111th or 112th mayor of New York City.
I guess I don't understand that joke. Maybe I missed that because that got a minor laugh. What does that mean? I don't know. Do you know what that means, Drew?
Is that a Eric Adams dig or is that, you know, it's a New York thing probably, you know?
It's a New York thing. Also there, if someone in the comments wants to let us know what the hilarious Mamdani was referring to there, that would be great. All right, here's Bernie Sanders. He's pretty excited about this.
You took on the Democratic establishment.
Bernie is doing Bernie. Hold on, I'm going to pause it there. There's a classic Bernie impersonation thing you can pick up on. It's when he starts talking up instead of talking down. Like, you know, when some people try to conclude a thought, they wind down. When Bernie Sanders tries to conclude a thought, he winds up. So you can hear it right away.
You took on the Democratic establishment, the Republican establishment, the President of the United States, and some enormously wealthy oligarchs. And you defeated them in the biggest political upset in modern American history.
All right, he's so pumped up. Is it the biggest upset in modern American history? I'm going to just point out that in the election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, that Donald Trump had a, what was it, a 2% chance of winning. What were the odds of him defeating Hillary? Not good. So I would say Mom Donnie winning as a Democrat in New York is a lot more likely than, Democrat in name, in the sense that's how you found him on the ballot. But we're talking about, you know, Marxist socialist here. But as Donald Trump, and no one saw him winning, I mean, to the point where everyone mocked him, and then he won that night in 2012. What a night that was. That was a much bigger upset here for president of the United States. And so many other people are coming up, and they're talking about this new era and everything else that this represents. Letitia James.
Represents hope and prosperity. Listen, I was the first African-American woman elected citywide as well as statewide. I know a little bit about making history, and today we're making history, but it represents promise, and it represents all of us being...
You hear that music in the background, too? What is that? That's like 90s, pump up the jam, jock jam stuff.
I know a little bit about making history, and today we're making history, but it represents promise, and it represents all of us being together collectively.
And you hear in the background...
history, but it represents promise, and it represents all of us being together collectively, focusing on the issue of affordability and trying to address the needs of New Yorkers and Americans as a whole.
It sounds like they're jamming out there, doesn't it, Producer Drew? They are just out there. They are partying, going at it.
I got an update for you, too.
Yeah.
So apparently there was a record-keeping error in 1670 for mayor. Okay. That's why I made the joke.
Oh, I see. So... I would say that's quite the inside joke. All right, well, thank you for the clarification. That's good. But they're really partying out there. Did you hear them just dancing and singing and having a great time with Mom Donnie? Well, as it turns out, the 10,000 supporters that were out there were freezing. They were cold. And it was billed as an inauguration for a new era block party by Mom Donnie himself. And apparently they crammed into this area with no food and no bathrooms. There was nothing for them. So basically, they showed up at a random park area. They had a big screen up there so they can watch what was going on if they were too far away from the stage. And there was no place for them to go to the bathroom, which, all things considered, it's New York. They probably used the ground anyway. And the other side is no concessions. Why? Because it's looked at as too capitalist that you might get a food truck or two out there to maybe give some food to people that want to pay for it. Would that be looked at as too bad when you're a socialist Marxist that you can't have food trucks out there that people may actually accidentally contribute to capitalism?
You got to order the same thing.
Would you not call that a lame block party? Like, why? That's not a block party. They're out there. Like, everything's good. The other thing that is kind of stupid about all this, you show up to these events, you understand, okay, you think that, okay, there's not always going to be food. I get it. But at least bring some Port-a-Johns in there. Like, let's say you brought your kids. One, what's wrong with you? Like, it's New Year's Day, and it's cold out, and you're going to drag your kids to go see the Marxist Socialist. But two, at least if you did, there would be... What are you going to do if your kids got to use the bathroom? Seriously. You're telling them, kids, we're going to have to go find a nearby bush, and we're going to have to do what the homeless people do here in New York. What else are you going to do? Or you just leave altogether and say, this is so stupid. What am I waiting around for this? Can I also say... There's something really phony about people that smile all the time. You notice that? So if you ever look at Mom Donnie, he's always smiling, always waving. That is so phony. When there are politicians and people that every time they're in public, it's the happiest day of their life. Happiest day of their life. Can't you just be a normal person? Do you have to pretend all the time that everything's great? Like, I look at that and I say, that doesn't give me confidence that this guy's a good leader. It basically confirms the fact that I think he's a phony. So he's up there. He's wearing the black gloves like O.J. Simpson. And did you notice his wife? The New York Post did a thing about his wife wearing these $650 boots to the inauguration. So she's up there and he's being sworn in on the Quran. And it's at the subway that's closed down. And... they take these pictures and they're like, wow, for a Marxist socialist, man, they like to spend some money now, don't they? of course that's how it works. It's always the people on the low end of it are starving to death while the people on the high end get the nice stuff. So she's wearing the $650 boots, and I thought to myself, I don't even care at this point. Like, you're free to spend your money and do whatever you want with it, but the moment you say that other people aren't free with their money because it's not their money, it's the government's money, and the government has the right to take away your money that you earned at any time they want because you have too much and some people have too little, then what they're going to do is it's the social justice thing to do to redistribute this wealth, then all of a sudden these $650 boots don't fit into that equation. So either you're a capitalist and you believe in these things, or you're a socialist and you don't. So dump the expensive junk and the designer crap that you don't need. It should be as simple as that. I know coming up after the break, we have our friend Nicole Murray and producer Drew. Should I bring up what they said about the chunky on air?
100%.
All right. So Nicole Murray this morning said, did you just call me chunky? This morning with Gordon Deal, if you missed it, we're going to ask her about that coming up, too, as she brings you some business headlines and things you need to know on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox on this last day of the week, Friday morning. And joining us now from This Morning with Gordon Deal, Nicole Murray. Good morning.
Friday.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What's this, them calling you chunky on the show? I caught some of that segment. I was laughing out loud. I'm getting ready, preparing, and then I hear that... What is going on?
Michael Gavin filling in for Gordon Deal. We have been having a heated debate all week long about whether or not New Year's resolutions are something worth, worth giving a try to, because the average person quits after just 17 days. And Mike Gavin is very much against them. So, you know, keeping... I guess while he was passionately speaking, it became you're just going to quit after 17 days and you started chunky and you ended chunky. So take that. Oh, my goodness. I was speechless.
Oh, man, you cannot do that. You know, one time I was preparing to go out and I called my dog Chunky and my wife thought I said it to her. I was pretty much in the doghouse for a week after that. Nicole, I mean, I don't know how you can do that with a coworker, put a coworker in the doghouse, but I think you have that authority.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes,
stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's okay. Every time they give me problems about doing videos now, I'm going to be like, remember that time you called me chunky?
you'll never forget. Never, you'll ever, never forget. Ever, ever. All right. So what's going on with the markets on a week like this?
All right. Not much. I'm not going to lie to you, but here we go. Futures are moderately lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 303. The NASDAQ down 177. The S&P 500 down 50. SSM Health and United Healthcare have agreed to extend their current contract for 30 days after stalled negotiations threatened in-network medical coverage for thousands of people. SSM said it will continue working with United Healthcare on a multi-year agreement. The Pentagon has announced Boeing St. Louis workers will build 25 new fighter jets for Israel's Air Force. The new $8.6 billion contract is part of the F-15 Israel program and provides for the design, integration, instrumentation, test production, and delivery for over two dozen new F-15IA aircraft, with an option to buy an additional 25 more. President Trump has signed a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying increased tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for a year, citing ongoing trade talks. Trump's order keeps in place a 25% tariff he imposed in September on those goods, but delays a 30% tariff on upholstered furniture and 50% tariff on kitchen cabinets and vanities. The increases were set to take effect yesterday. The Italian Foreign Ministry says the United States has sharply lowered proposed new duties on several Italian pasta makers following a preliminary review of their alleged anti-dumping activities. In October, the United States said 13 Italian pasta companies would face an extra 92% duty. That's on top of the regular 15% tariff on most EU imports. Elon Musk's brain implant company Neuralink will start high-volume production of brain-computer interface devices and move to an entirely automated surgical procedure in 2026. The first patient has used it to play video games, browse the internet, post on social media, and move a cursor on a laptop. And finally, scientists say you are not wasting your time when you share animal content with friends and family. The practice boosts positive emotions, increases feelings of closeness, and helps people bond through low-pressure communication.
That does make me feel good whenever I see something non-political that someone's sharing with me. Pets are always a positive thing.
I mean, non-political, pets are just its own category of cute, not to mention, you know, a lot of people almost value their pets more than relationships with people.
Yep. No, I get that. And there was a radio station I worked at in Fort Wayne, and back in the day, it was part of Westinghouse. So it was the biggest powerful network, but it was the smallest station of this biggest network. And the morning show host would get like 75 share in the market. It was unbelievable. And he would do things like, little Miss Betsy lost her dog, and we're going to go find it later. And the PDs would go crazy. They're saying, you have a 75% share. No one cares about Betsy and her dog. But the reason people listened to him, because he cared about the people so much. It was little things like that that worked, going on the dog hunts. So people absolutely do. They relate to that. It's emotional to them.
I mean, it's emotional. I mean, even like pet content now, a lot of things that are going viral are of people recording giving their dogs Christmas gifts and how crazy they go for it and that they know to unwrap and they know it's for them and they get so excited. So it definitely puts a smile on your face, that's for sure.
The story you did right before that, Neuralink's automated procedure, so they're putting brain chips in automated?
It sounds like it's something that's going to be much more ironed out, if you will. This is a procedure that they have done on a few patients previously, but it sounds like it's going to become a bit easier to do moving forward. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that movie Old Country for Old Men, the guy going around with the little cattle prod thing. Like, that's what I think about Neuralink. Are they going to inject it into your brain that way?
Wait, I'm not familiar. What do you mean?
Was that one? Was it No Country for Old Men? And it's the guy. It's kind of like Tommy Lee Jones is on the other side, and you got, and I forgot the actor's name. Fantastic movie, but he's like this serial killer type of deal, and he's got this like cattle pressure thing that they. Okay, let me just say this: if you were to look it up on YouTube, you'll know exactly what I mean, and maybe you shouldn't because it might ruin your weekend. Nicole Murray, thank you so much. It's good hearing from you.
Thanks so much, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year as well. She's so awesome, by the way. She is so cool. Producer Drew, I have an idea for you because we need to get better productivity at the radio station.
Okay.
And what we're really worried about when it comes to the future of the radio station is that producers like yourself are not contributing as much as they could. So I have a new idea. Okay. This is in the Wall Street Journal. What we're going to do is start handing out free nicotine patches in pouches because that'll boost productivity. If we instead, let's say we give free coffee out, that's a stimulant. We give free tea out. There's little courtesy things like that. Filtered water if you want something that's nice and cold. You got the good ice machine there.
We do got a great ice machine.
Yeah. What really boosts productivity, nicotine. So even if you're not someone that smokes, we're going to get you on it because get those little boosts during the day. We think you'll be humming like a hummingbird, and then you'll actually do more things as a producer. Are you on board?
I'm not on board. I'm not a nicotine guy, so.
You need to be because we need you. Aren't you a team player?
I'd rather
we need to get
the,
you hooked.
I'd rather do the Neuralink. Give me a Neuralink. How about that?
You would let the Neuralink, like, okay, we're just going to strap you onto this board, and we'll just have the computer do the rest. You'll just, like, clunk, clunk the chips in your brain?
I don't think that's how it's done, but I just don't want to be the first guy, you know? Let me be, like, the thousandth.
Well, the first guy sounds like it's successful. I guess if you had no other option and you're a paraplegic and this gives you an opportunity to have some independence, then, yeah, you're like, oh, I'll give it a shot. But if you're an able-bodied person in this chip, what would it do? Like, let's say
one thing you can do, you can learn languages faster.
How?
I don't know.
I don't understand how the chip helps you do that.
That's just what it says from the guy who's gotten it. The guy, I think he had like MS or something.
Okay.
Yeah, but he said it helps him. He can play video games just by looking at it. He can learn. That's what he said. He can learn languages faster.
So you would be a fool not to get the brain chip.
I don't know. Even Jimmy, Mr. B, said he would get it.
No way. You know, I had this conspiracy some years ago, and I'm going to stick by this conspiracy. Back when the brain chip thing was new. So let's look at all the different industries Elon Musk is involved with. He's got the cars that went to self-driving cars. Okay, I get that. He's got a rocket ship go up to space. He wants to go to the moon. He wants to go to Mars. Okay, he's successful. He's able to bring the rockets back down safely and reuse them. That's a big part of the cost. He's actually saved astronauts on the International Space Station. That's awesome. Like, it's unbelievable that a private company is able to do these things. He's got the solar panels. He's working on that. That's a pretty big deal. He's got the boring company where you can go and dig into the ground and make tunnels. That's a pretty big deal. He's got the satellites for internet. Like, he's got these things going on with whatever it's called, the Neuronet or whatever. And now he's got these little chips that go into people's brains. So some people say, and very smart people, if you look at all the different companies Elon Musk has started, it all points to things that you would need to go to Mars. So you need a rocket. Okay, he's got that. Once you get to Mars, you're going to need some sort of shelter. And since the radiation is so powerful, the shelter's got to be underground. Okay, they got a boring company, so they have the technology for that. Well, you're going to need energy. How are you going to do that? Well, we got solar panels, okay, and you need a place to store it. Well, you got the batteries from your cars, so you can store the energy that way too. All of these things, it's like boom, 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 all pointing to that. I am going to go in the opposite conspiracy direction and say, yes, that's likely about Mars, but there's another thing that could happen. About 10 years ago, Tesla did something that every other car maker in the world started to consider a revolution. Like, if you think about seatbelts and airbags, about 10 years ago, Tesla did something that was a game changer, which was they'll send updates to the car remotely. So if there's, like, instead of bringing the car in for a recall and there's some technological glitch, they can update your car remotely and fix the problem in your car. So they have the satellites. Their Wi-Fi is just zooming by us right now. And let's say they put this chip in your head. Who's to say they can't automatically access that chip in your head remotely like they do their cars?
I'm sure they 100% can. But
that's my conspiracy. That's what they're trying to do.
But there's already PSYOPs that exist. So they're working on, they're just doing it. They have the chip in your brain socially, you know?
So you're saying that they don't need the chip?
They don't.
They got you. They got you to do what they want.
Exactly.
You're already a zombie.
Exactly.
And as you are listening to this segment, you're probably looking at your phone right now. See, that's the sign. They got you. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. So if you already had breakfast this morning, I want you to be prepared to lose it after I play a couple of clips for you. I'm sorry. It may be so gross that you cannot keep it down. So let that be a warning, because these things happen sometimes. There's a few things going on in the world today, and unrest in Iran is a big one. So just a couple of days ago, you had at Mar-a-Lago President Donald Trump hosting Zelensky to talk about the United States' plan to bring peace between Russia and Ukraine. It seems like Ukraine, I think at the latest estimate, Donald Trump said 95% there. Zelensky said they're about 90% there. And what will Russia be? That answer is probably closer to 5% there. Like it seems low. Doesn't seem like they're anywhere near making a deal. But then again, crazier things have happened. And sometimes the headlines and the stories that you get are opposite of what's happening in real life. So I'm not confident in my assessment, but it doesn't sound great. Next day, you have at Mar-a-Lago, Benjamin Netanyahu is in town. They have a meeting. They talk about the ceasefire and the plan moving forward for a long-term peace deal. That is a big, big thing. And someone asked President Trump, hey, what's up with Iran? Is there's uprising there? Do you support the uprising? Do you think that there's some problems there? And pretty much he went out and just... He gave a diss track to Iran. He said, their people are, he didn't call them savages. What did he used a term for it, but they're brutal and their money is deflated and their economy's garbage. And every time there's some sort of protest, they kill their own people. And, you know, he's trash talking Iran, and rightfully so, because everything he says is true, truthful too. I mean, it's Iran's not a good place to be. So the big headlines here: unrest spreads across Iran. That seems to be the big one. And a lot of people are talking about getting rid of the people in power there, and they're just not happy with the things are going. Let's couple that with what's going on in New York, New York. Instead, they say, you know what we need? We need a socialist Marxist to run the biggest city in the United States. And you know who loves it? A former mayor himself, Bill de Blasio on CNN. Get ready to lose your lunch on this. Here we go.
I think this was, in many ways, a love song to New York from Mom Donnie. It was actually quite poetic, the way he talked about the city and our people. And I think that's something that should not be underestimated. He has a unifying voice in terms of love of the city and his neighborhoods, but a very distinct focus on working class New Yorkers and celebrating them and what they've achieved. Even though people hear about the big famous names in New York, he really focuses on working people.
I was going to pause there for a second. So he supports working class people up to a certain point. Then you've worked too much and you've made too much. Then he doesn't support you anymore.
Even though people hear about the big famous names in New York, he really focuses on working people. And I thought he did an incredibly effective job of saying, I'm going to shoot for the stars here. I'm going to really try and make big changes. But he didn't say, look, we're going to succeed every time. He said, the only way we're going to find out what's possible is to be audacious.
Bill.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today.
Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bill de Blasio is just looking at those $650 boots and he's saying to himself, this is how you get things done in New York City. You don't roll your sleeves up. You put on your $650 boots and you tell billionaires to get with the program. Well, billionaires are leaving and people are tired of it. And much like COVID, a lot of businesses moved out to begin with. If you're a small business and you were trying to make it in New York City and New York City says you're not allowed to go out or go into buildings or work, it pretty much closed a lot of the small time family businesses, the ones that depended on these little shops. And if you were to go back to New York today and maybe even go to YouTube and look at some of these different videos, people are going to point out, this is where businesses used to be. Now they're just vacant small buildings. It's kind of a shame. This is another one. If you haven't lost your lunch yet, you want to hear Rosie O'Donnell's voice? So she responded to Kellyanne Conway's comments on Fox News. Did not like what Kellyanne Conway had to say about her.
Now, what can I tell you? I got a little text that the Fox News idiots, Kellyanne Conway being the queen idiot, said that I need to get a dog or a husband in order to be happy and get over my Trump derangement syndrome.
She's upset.
I've been an out lesbian for many, many years, Kellyanne. You decrepit Barbie wannabe.
What does that mean?
I don't need a man any more than you need a butch woman to come and rock your world. Because trust me, things would be a little different.
Okay, did you lose your lunch there, Drew? Okay,
gross.
Breakfast time, it's over. So Rosie O'Donnell saying you need a butch woman to rock your world. All right. I think that does it. We're just going to end the show there and go dead air for the next 2 hours. Is that okay? That's all we need to do. Oh, Rosie. Remember when she had a show in the 90s and her main thing was, I'm going to take these little swoosh balls or whatever they called them and throw them into the audience. We're going to take them like Dennis the Menace, and we're going to propel them just like Dennis the Menace into the audience. And that was like pinnacle TV in the 90s for talk shows. It was before your time, Drew. You wouldn't understand.
97.
It was different in the 90s. You were born in 97?
Yeah.
It was a different time. Things were so much cooler, man, in the 90s. I was in high school in 97. Respect your elders here and gather around and listen to how great the times were. Back when you can go into a shop and see, look at Lisa. I see those emojis. Thank you, Lisa. I'm not the only one that felt that way this morning. Back in the 90s, you can get a Fruitopia out of a vending machine or a Surge. You can go to Taco Bell and they're like 79 cents a taco and they were open up late and you knew exactly what you're getting and it was delicious. Back in the 90s, you could turn on TV and Saturday Night Live was funny. You know, there's so much that was going for it in the 90s. You always, of course, couldn't stay up that late, so you'd have to set your VCRs and make sure the schedule was set properly. Oof. To time it out to work that way. Back in the 90s, you know, gas was a dollar a gallon. Oh, man, wasn't that awesome? Everyone drove beaters. Where I'm at, you saw that all the time, and no one thought twice about it. There was some sort of camaraderie. It felt good. Like, even making minimum wage felt good. It was so strange growing up in the 90s. Now we have Rosie O'Donnell talking about a butch woman rocking your world. Ugh. That's how far we've fallen as a society. On 97.1 FM Talk, don't go anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.